Hello and welcome to BattlefieldTraining.com, a podcast dedicated to building the leader in you. From websites to webinars, online opportunities to one-on-one coaching. Remember, the first step in success is building the leader in you. So let's get started. Hey, as part of the Independent Certified John Maxwell team, we want to live out the principles John teaches. This is our rule of five that we seek to practice every day: to lead, grow, create, excel, and serve. Remember, make today count. So how do people learn leadership? For most, it's through trial and error. While some things come only through experience, I believe that the framework for how leadership works can be learned by looking at the five levels. So let's start with an overview and a few insights about the levels and how they work. As you look at each level, you'll learn the upside, the downside, and best behaviors for that level. You will also become acquainted with the beliefs that help leaders move up to the next level. Because level one is positional leaders. People follow you because they have to. Position is the lowest level of leadership, the entry level. The only influence a positional leader has is that the one that comes with the job title. Positional leadership is based on the rights granted by the position and title. Now, nothing is wrong with having a leadership position, but everything is wrong by using that position to get people to follow you. Position is a poor substitute for influence. People who make it only to level one may be bosses, but they're never leaders. They have subordinates, not team members. They rely on rules, regulations, policies, organizational charts to control their people. Their people will only follow them within the stated boundaries of their authority. And their people will usually do only what's required of them. When positional leaders ask for extra effort or time, they rarely get it. Positional leaders usually have difficulty working with volunteers, younger people, highly educated, because positional leaders have no influence. Position is the only level that does not require the ability or effort to achieve. Anyone can be appointed to a position. Level two, permission. The permission leader. People follow you because they want to. And level two is based entirely on relationships. On the permission level, people follow because they want to. When you like people and treat them as individuals who have value, you begin to develop influence with them. You develop trust. The environment becomes much more positive, whether at home, on the job, at play, or while volunteering. The agenda for leaders on level two isn't preserving their position. It's getting to know their people and figuring out how to get along with them. Leaders find out who their people are. Followers find out who their leaders are. And people build solid, lasting relationships. You can like people without leading them, but you can't lead people without liking them. That's what level two is all about. Now, level three, production. People follow you because of what you have done for the organization. One of the dangers of getting to the permission level is that a leader may be tempted to stop there. But good leaders don't just create a pleasant work environment. They get things done. That's why they must move up to level three, which is based on results. On the production level, leaders gain influence and credibility, and people begin to follow them because of what they have done for the organization. Many positive things begin happening when leaders get to level three. Work gets done, Morale improves, profits go up, turnover goes down, and goals are achieved. It is also on level three that momentum kicks in. Leading and influencing others becomes fun on this level. Success and productivity have been known to solve a lot of problems. On level three, leaders can become change agents. They can tackle tough problems and face thorny issues. They can make the difference and difficult decisions that will make a difference. They can take their people to another level of effectiveness. Level four, people development. People follow you because of what you have done for them. Leaders become great not because of their power, but because of their ability to empower. That's what leaders do on level four. They use their position, relationships, productivity to invest in their followers and develop them until those followers become leaders. The result is reproduction. Level four leaders reproduce themselves. Production may win games, but people development wins championships. Two things always happen on level four. First, teamwork goes to a very high level because the high investment in people deepens relationships, and it helps people to know one another and strengthens loyalty. Second, performance increases because there's more leaders on the team, and they help to improve everybody's performance. Level four leaders change the lives of people they lead, and the people follow them because of that. Their relationships are often lifelong. Now, what's level five? Level five is pinnacle. People follow you because of who you are and what you represent. The highest and most difficult level of leadership is the pinnacle. While most people can learn to climb the levels one through four, level five requires not only effort, skill, intentionality, but also a high level of talent. Only natural gifted leaders ever make it to the highest level. Level five leaders develop people to become level four. Developing leaders to the point where they are willing to develop other leaders is the most difficult leadership task of all. But here's the payoff. Level five leaders develop level five organizations. They create opportunities that other leaders don't. Their leadership gains a positive reputation. They create a legacy in what they do. As a result, level five leaders often transcend their position, their organizations, and sometimes their industry. All right, thank you for listening today, and please do us a big favor. Leave a comment or review, and be sure to stop by www.battlefieldtraining.com for more leadership opportunities and resources. Remember, listen, learn, and then lead. And remember, most of all, you gotta work smarter because it just makes sense. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.